well as being a part of our festival. They have some outstanding award-winning songwriting. Kristen Songs have garnered her finalist positions in festivals as far away as Merlefest in North Carolina and Telluride in Colorado. So you're in for a real treat if you have not heard these guys before. If you have heard them before, that's why you're here sitting in your seat, is because you've been specifically blocking out time today to listen to these guys. So please make welcome True North.
Thank you. that at least that bird can sing. Smoke don't rise, fuel don't burn, sun don't shine no more. Late one night, sorrow come around, scratching at my door. But I cut my hands and break my back, dragging this bag of stones. Till they bury me down beneath the ground with dust and rattle and bones. Till they bury me down beneath the ground with dust and rattle.
Thank you very much, and thanks, Kevin, for that great intro. And how about another hand for the Iyer family and for Ashley? Those were two great sets. We were always told never follow really talented kids or extremely talented multi-instrumental women, and, you know, here we are. So we're going to just pack it up and go back. I'm going to introduce our lead singer and songwriter right now. As Kevin said, she's won a lot of songwriting contests all over the United States, and in fact, this next song is one that she wrote that has done that many times, but please say hello to Kristen Granger.
My name is Doris D. Born in 1917, I turned 90 years old today, or it could have been yesterday, I really couldn't say. My mother named me Doris Dean for a trick rider she'd seen, some kind of old-time Wild West shows, part circus, part rodeo, don't have those anymore. Courage and grace, and never break sweat, every hair in place. Wish I could learn to ride like that in a split skirt and a star-spangled cowboy hat, and maybe everything would have turned out differently for me. Doris Dean McConaughey. Farming beans out in Oregon got us through the Depression. Then the winter I turned 23, I married Robert McConaughey. He ran the cannery. 3 months later, maybe four, Rob went off to fight the big war. Shot down on the Sea of Japan, or so said the telegram. Form feeds the courage and grace, and never break a sweat, big smile on her face. Wish I could learn to ride like that in a satin shirt and star-spangled cowboy hat, and maybe everything would have turned out differently for me. Doris D. McConaughey. Sometimes I lie here sometimes I just lie, pretend that there's some greater plan. It's not my place to wonder why. Oh, but 90 years later, I must petition my creator. Is this all there is, this hill of beans, for lesser of two Doris Deans? 'Cause that's some that I wish I'd been. The brave and beautiful Doris Dean, who could look back with courage and grace and see my ordinary life was no disgrace. Sure, I could learn to ride like that, though I'd probably do without the cowboy hat. Maybe then I'd see it all differently. And me, Doris Dean.
Thank you. We're going to do a song now that we put on our latest record. This is one written by a friend of ours named Justin Evan Thompson. But first I'd like to introduce our mandolin, octave mandolin, and fiddle player. All those people are over here in one person. And a great singer himself and a PhD candidate right now. Please say hello to Martin Stevens. And today is Martin and Kirstie's first anniversary, and she's here also, so an extra big hand for that. You're at a bluegrass festival, and suddenly there's two ukuleles on stage. We know that's forbidden. I'd like to introduce our bass player, who's also a monster guitar player, mandolin player, ukulele player, pretty much anything he wants, a great singer. Please say hello to Josh Adkins. Here's a song we recorded on our second to last album. Is Ruth Moody of the Waylon Jennies here today? Okay, then we wrote this and made a big hit out of it.
This is the sound of one voice, one spirit, one voice, the sound of one who makes a choice. This is the sound.
Here's one that Kristen did write, no joke. It's on her latest record. We're actually in our 18th year of becoming an overnight success right now. And I feel like this is it. Right here. It's happening right. You're the first to know. Next song is one that Kristen wrote. We took a little different way home one night. I'm not saying it was a wrong turn or a mistake. It was a different way home on purpose. And it was nighttime and all the signs were lit up, and Kristen looked up and said, "Wow, look at that, Dark Horse Bar and Grill. How have we never noticed that before? That's a cool sign." And then she got this real quiet look on her face that I've come to know. And I know to not say a word and just keep driving. And a few minutes later, we were home, and I went in the house and sat down for a while, and she came in and said, "I have a new song, and it's called The Dark Horse Bar and Grill." We've still never gone in this place, and it would ruin it now, but you've all been in this bar somewhere, and it requires being in tune, so I think we'll do that.
Push that boulder up the hill, and you can hide your car behind the Dark Horse Grill and Bar. They'll be glad to see you, and they don't care who you are or who you're letting down in some other part of town. The Dark Horse has a special vault for storing things that aren't yours. Dark Horse specialty is a time-worn recipe. Blend two parts denial with a muddled memory, and you can get your fill on a $20 bill. And if that doesn't do the trick, the whiskey always will. The bourbon and the scotch kick it up a notch. The Dark Horse has a special vault for storing things that aren't your fault. There's carpet on the walls, a in case somebody falls. Lots of free philosophy on all the bathroom stalls. The bar stools in a row, a TV silent glow. Everything's familiar, but there's no one there you know. And nothing's very hard, you just give the man your card. The dark horse has a special vault for storing things that aren't your fault.
Such great pickers like Martin and Josh and Dan, and I'm always honored every show because they always do different stuff, interesting stuff. They're always working to arrange our songs so that they've got a really distinctive sound. But the person who's really the engine in the band, who drives the band, is the guitar player, and he's also a great luthier. He made the guitar he's playing tonight. He made my ukulele and his ukulele, and makes all kinds of beautiful instruments, and really talented, wonderful person. Please welcome Dan Wetzel.
Take
things I don't know. Describe how it goes, but it makes me cry and laugh right out loud. It's a song that I sing when there's no one around. It's a dance that I do, follow the sound, one deep inside, drawn in a crowd. It's a song that I sing.
Sing one now. This is one that's we thought it was an old American traditional folk song, but we just went to Ireland only to learn that it was an old traditional Irish folk song. So we're kind of glad to know that, and now, you know, we've been authenticated. So we feel qualified to play this now. So he's going to sing this. It's called Blackjack Davy. What to play when you only have exactly 50 minutes. We want to just keep playing all night, which we'll be doing in the campground later. Thank you for that. We do have some CDs we can send home with you. And, this next one is one we put on our last record. We're real proud of this last record. It debuted at number one on the folk DJ charts, and we didn't think that was possible, so we don't know how to go up from there, but we're really happy about that. Very humble.
Literally dozens of dollars have come our way because of that.
You know how to be a folk singer and have $1 million, right? Start with $2 million and then just keep playing for a while. And... So here's one from that record called Wilder Than Her. That's an intro for a different song. Now I'm going to do this. Well, I'm wilder than her. What else can I say? But I guess that's why she fell in love with me. She's a house on fire. She's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too. Racing through the night, she can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy, and she's probably right. But I know the reason is that I'm twice as wild. In 2015, the International Music and Entertainment Association announced its Folk Song of the Year, as it does every year. That year, the song was a song written by Kristen called Be Here Now. Yeah, that's a big deal. And that's on our second to last record, and we're going to do that for you right now.
Won a special subcategory, best song ever written in a hardware store. A small but mighty group. One by one vote. Thank you. They were on their honeymoon, and the bride said to the groom, I just can't forget the dream I had last night. I saw John, Paul, George, and Ringo in the churchyard playing bingo on the gravestones. This is how the groom replied. He said, be here now, be with me, look into my eyes, kiss me, make this a moment we will savor, and we'll put it aside for later. We are young, our life's begun, but it will not last forever. There'll be days we're not together, so be here now. They were in their middle years, pretty deep in their careers, and he called her from the plane in Amsterdam. Said, I just heard John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and that dusty old hit single on the music made me want to hold your hand. She said, be here now, be with me, look into my eyes, there's a moment we will savor, and we'll put it aside for later. Though our hearts still feel that hunger, we don't get any younger. From the start, our days are numbered, so be here now. Heard him sing, hey, you gotta hide your love away. And she opened up her eyes and began to speak. She said, be here now, be with me, look into my eyes, kiss me. Every breath becomes a treasure. In my heart, we're young forever. My race is nearly run. I no longer feel the sun. I can face whatever comes, just be here now. Though my race is nearly run, I no longer feel the sun. But I can face whatever comes, just be here now. Just be here
now. Hey, we're going to do one more song and then give up our part of the show here. We have just loved playing for y'all. Thank you all for coming. It'd be a lot different without you. And just keep supporting this festival. Kevin Brown's doing an amazing thing. And it's just great to see this keep going every year after year. And it's all because of you. So we also want to thank the sound guys. They have the toughest job here. And they're doing a fantastic job. I want to remind you, if you've enjoyed us, we're called Crispin Granger and True North, and you can meet us at the CD table or find us online at truenorthband.com. If you haven't enjoyed us, then we're the Sawtooth Mountain Boys. We're going to do one last song that is one written by Brandi Carlile on our newest record. She didn't write it on our record, but she wrote it, and we put it on our record. Have you ever noticed when I'm tuning, what I say doesn't really make a lot of sense? But the proverbial correlations causing the adverse stimuli, I control the super id during... Oh, anyway. We want to remind you, if you've enjoyed this... Thank you.
door. Have you heard that kind of sound before? Do you wonder if he knows you anymore?
Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane.
True North. Wow, was that a great set?